Everybody say unconscious. And so we are still in the Issue with God series. You saying, bruh, how long are we going to be talking about having issues with God? As long as we have issues with God. All right. I can't promise you that I will not talk about issues with God for the rest of the year. Now, if you guys can help me out with this, what I think would be awesome is this is no judgment. If you can write down on the piece of paper, you can write some of the issues you may have with God, some of the questions you may have with God, some of the unanswered questions. Everybody say unanswered questions. Yeah, so there are some unanswered questions that I have taken on the assignment to try to bring clarity to our unanswered questions. Do we not know that the devil can thrive in chaos? When things are not clear, do you know what can happen in our lives? Yes, when things are not clear. Have you ever been throughout the day, he's like, man, I just feel like my mind is like cloudy. I just can't think straight. Anybody wave your hand? You say, I can't think straight. I didn't eat bacon. You said, because you know, when you eat bacon, all bets are off. Anybody like a good sausage? Anybody like a little sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich? But when you eat that sausage, you can't think clearly. Amen. Anybody like chitlins in the room? Oh, I came down somebody's street. But it's always that next day is painful. And so I am about clarity today for the rest of this season, the rest of this year. Hopefully, Alpheus can bring clarity to some things, all right? And I don't take being up here in front of you all for granted. I think it's an honor to see you, your beautiful faces. And even if you're a man or woman, you guys are all beautiful inside and out. And I just want to drop that. All right. So issues with God. Unconscious. What's the issue? Everybody say, what's the issue? Sir, what is your issue today? All right. What is our issue today? Just want to remind you, please write down your questions and get them, bring them here. You can text them, Facebook, your unanswered questions. All right. What are we trying to sort out today? Turn your Bibles to Romans 7:21 real quick. Romans 7:21. What's the issue today? What are we trying to sort out? Let me tell you a question that I have. God, why do you keep allowing? This is very serious. If I can have your undivided attention real quick, because I don't want you to judge me. I'm asking God, why are you keep allowing 10-year-olds and 9-year-olds to take me to the basketball court? Because the next day I feel like what I'm feeling right now. Because that's what happened yesterday. I'm just kidding. Y'all thought that was going to be serious. Romans 7:21 says, if you're there, read it with me. Romans 7:21. It's about to be on the screen, but it says, we good, Medushi? It says, don't worry about it. So I find this law at work. Everybody say, this is a law. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. Now, that's the issue. That's the conflict. All right? Everybody say, I want to do good. But the Bible says in Romans 7:21, evil is right there with me. It's right there with me. But Romans 7:21, normally we highlight that evil is right next to me when I want to do good. So we normally highlight the evil. We normally highlight the bad. Everybody say misery loves company. But why don't we focus on there's something on the inside of us that makes us want to do good? Anybody other than me wants to do good? So I am asking the question is, what is it that's in us that gives us the want to do good spirit? Why do we wake up and we want to do good? Amen. Why didn't God make us all sinless? So if we want to do good, why is evil always present? Why? The Bible also says in one translation, the things that I want to do, I don't find myself doing those things. The things that I don't want to do, I find myself doing those things. So it's like I want to do good, but I don't do good. I don't think good thoughts Because we're not sinless. We are not perfect, but we're striving for perfection. Amen? I know I'm striving for perfection. All right? And most of us, many of us, are veteran Christians. Amen? But guess what? I got some news for us. We're not sinless. We still have some things we need to overcome. Amen? And so my question is, God, why didn't you make us robots? Even after salvation, why do we have to work so hard to be good? Philippians 2:13. All right? So today we want to bring clarity to what's on the inside of us that makes us want to do good. That's what I want to focus on. I'm a positive guy. Amen? I like to be positive. I like to bring good news. Amen? And so Philippians 2:13 is good news. Philippians 2:13 says, "For God is working in you." Everybody say, "God is working in me." He is still working on me, and he is still working in me. Amen? Because if you cut me off at the green light, I still may do what? It still may be something that comes across my lips or my thoughts. Amen? Everybody say, "God is still working on me." For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. It is God that's working in you. What is it on the inside of me that makes me want to do good? Amen. Anybody else other than me are asking, is there any good left in the world? It's a lot going on the news. And it's like, God, really? You made the earth to end up like this because it is trending towards what? All hell breaking loose. Anybody else seeing that like me? It is trending. If we go at this rate, it's like, my goodness, I'm going to have to go to bed with a gun. I'm going to have to stand up here and preach and teach with a gun. I'm going to have a gun in the car. I'm going to have my Bible and my gun. That sounds like somebody, don't it? So we have a lot of questions about God, how God created the heavens and the earth. Like, really, God? Everybody say, really, God? God wants us to say, really, God. Yes, there are things that we may not understand as it relates to our faith. But don't let those unanswered questions and issues cause you to reject the things of God. I know we don't know a lot of things. We don't know, like, where I am in life. God, how did I get here? God, why didn't you turn the situation around for me? God, I love you, but anybody else feel like sometimes God did not answer your prayers? And you like, sir, I thought we were cool. I thought we were on the same. I thought you were on my side. Guys, I want to encourage us to continue to stick with God and to trust God. And if you can't clap your hands, and this is why I would like for you to clap your hands, all right? Ma'am, sir, because you are here. Just by showing up says you trust God. That means something here that's better than my house. So at my house, of course, God is there. But here we're gathering together and we're trusting God to meet us here and to speak to us. So you are still deciding to trust God with your actions, all right? It will pay off. 1 Timothy 3:9 says, 1 Timothy 3:9, all right? We're going to go here for a second. So as we're sorting this thing out, 1 Timothy 3:9 says, "But holding to the mystery of faith," that means we have questions about what's about where we are. We have questions about our faith. 1 Timothy 3:9 says, "But holding to the mystery of the faith with a clear, pure conscience." Everybody say clear, pure conscience. And then 1 Timothy 1:19 says, "Keeping faith." Everybody say keeping faith. "And a good conscience." Everybody say conscience. "Which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith." So there's consequences to not holding on, to keeping your faith, to obeying God, to deciding to not trust God. There are consequences for that. And it looks like a shipwreck. Amen. It looks like a drought. It looks like you're somewhere in life and you say, man, I just feel so empty. I feel so dry. I know God is real. I know he is with me, but I don't necessarily feel him. Amen. And so the encouragement today is to hold, listen, keep the faith with a pure, clean conscience. Everybody say conscience. Everybody say conscience. Conscience. Everybody say conscience. So in other words, there's something on the inside of us, whether we were taught or not, is something on the inside of us that makes us want to do good, that makes us actually want to be attracted to God. It's like we have this built-in something on the inside of us. It's like it's built in. Everybody say built in. It's built in on the inside of us. You remember years ago before we had these smart TVs where everything was built in the TV. It used to be, y'all remember these TVs right here? Anybody? I know we're young enough to remember these. Do you remember when the TV used to shut off at what time? It used to go black, right? So I've heard. Somebody school me on this. At 12 o'clock midnight, what happened? Come on, Jay. I know you're young enough. That's what I was looking for. It got fuzzy. It got fuzzy at midnight. I knew somebody here was young enough. Y'all gonna say, get off me, sir. I look good, and you look good. But my point is, in 2021, there's a bit, listen, these TVs are so smart these days, they don't even come with instructions. They don't come with a manual. Have you seen that? They just have the TV in the box, and you're looking, you're saying, where's the manual? Where are the instructions of what I'm supposed to do with this TV? That's why it's called a smart TV. Everybody say it's built in. Everybody say it's built in. It has a built-in system where everything you need is on the inside of you. And so stay with me. I'm going to abbreviate this teaching today, and I'll finish it next week, next month, next year. But guys, we have this built-in system on the inside of us. We have, I call it Mars. You're saying, sir, you way out here. You sound like you're from Mars. But this is the acronym for Mars. We have this built-in system. M stands for moral. All right, if you're taking notes, Mars, morals, A, accountability. It is built in, believe it or not, conscience. It's related to morals. Accountability, righteous. Everybody say righteous. We want to be right, but obviously not in our own eyes. And then S, we have this built-in, like a smart TV, a standard. Everybody say standard. So it's built in. We have built-in Mars. So now you have context. This is built in on the inside of us, Mars. Amen. Mars. Everybody say Mars is on the inside of me. Yes, and AKA, it also is also known as God's truth. It's built in on the inside of us. All right? So, praise the Lord. We were built with this internal like system to want to do right, to want to be accountable to somebody. We know that somebody is expecting something from us, not our parents. Somebody is expecting you to do good. Where do we get that from? It's built on the inside of us. And so you're saying, sir, if we have this built-in Mars, morals, accountability, right, righteousness, standards on the inside of us, why is the world looking like it's why does it look like all hell is breaking loose? Because I submit to us today that we are ignoring the Mars on the inside of us. It's built in. We are ignoring. You don't have to teach a one-year-old or two-year-old or three-year-old not to lie. Amen? There's also this dichotomy. It's also, we just read that the Bible says, when I want to do good, what? Evil is present. So it's almost like we have this decision to make. Are we going to choose good or evil? And this is not necessarily a teaching for teenagers or a six-year-old. This is a teaching for anybody that's alive that wakes up every day and you have a choice to pick good or evil. To activate the bottom line today, I want you to walk away with this. Feed the Mars on the inside of you. If you just walked into this teaching, if you hear it online, if you hear the audio, if you see the slides, of course, don't think that I'm talking about Pluto Mars. I'm talking about morals. I'm talking about accountability, righteousness, and standards. Wake up the Mars. Everybody say, wake up. Come on, talk to yourself and say, wake up. The Mars on the inside of you. Nurture the Mars on the inside of you. And don't suppress the Mars on the inside of you. Don't suppress it. All right? Wake it up, because it is on the inside of you. And so this is how I'm going to probably abbreviate this teaching today. Last month we talked about the world changing. It's evolving. It is progressing. We talked about Christianity progressing. All right? And we talked about last month, there's like this battle between right and wrong. Amen? Red light versus green light. And not to give into this modern day enlightenment. Everybody say enlightenment. Which is this modern day enlightenment is missing the light. We cannot miss the light. When we try to progress and we try to just move ahead in life, we cannot forget. When we read something, you say, man, that sounds like a new philosophy. That sounds like a new concept, a new system I need to adopt. I feel enlightened. But does it have the light? Does it have the light? All right? And so we cannot forget the light. All right? Why is good in the eye of the beholder? That seems like the day we are living in. Good to me is different from the good to you. What's the problem with that? If each person gets to define good, then good is ever changing. Do y'all see the problem with that? Because now good is never good, because good is always changing. Of course, we say here in church, in Christendom, God is good what? And all the time, God is good. Now, there's no judgment, because we talked about this last month. There's no judgment. I'm only highlighting these atypical decisions that I'm going to highlight. This is no judgment. Everybody say no judgment. I don't even have observations at the moment about what I'm about to highlight. And it's juicy. It's news. Some say I got the tea. Everybody say he got the tea. The tea this morning is a biological man won Miss Kentucky. A white man spent close to $100,000. A biological white man, all right, born a white male, spent $100,000 in surgeries to now identify as Korean. He had the surgery. He makes sure his eyes looked a certain way to change his appearance to transition to a Korean. He's no longer white, and he has the receipts to prove it. The doctor bills. Last month, obviously, no judgment, was Pride Month. And it was on 10. All right, my question is, I only have questions right now. What are you proud of? Amen? What are we proud of? What are you proud of? What was last month about? What are you proud of? And who are you proud of? And my question is, are you really proud? It's only a question. Sir, it sounds like you're judging. I'm only asking questions. Amen. Everybody say he's asking questions. Even I have question about all of these multiple killings last month, this week, this morning, yesterday. No judgment, but why are you killing, sir? Why are you killing, ma'am? And I wonder, do you think that's actually good? I wonder, there are so many killings because people may think that killing is a good thing. Because if good is relative, good is always changing. Because if I say killing is good and you say killing is good and you say killing is bad, then now there's a conflict with what we call truth and what we call good. Amen? Again, just to clarify, there was no judgment for everything I just highlighted. I just have questions. Where did these decisions come from? When you see these behaviors in your family, when you see your niece and your nephew decides to transition from a male to a female, or from a female to a male, or from a black female to a white male, or from a black male to a zebra, or from a woman, a little girl, to a giraffe. Amen. And she's saying, this is my truth. I want us to be prepared to ask questions and not be so quick to judge. Amen. That's what we should initially do. Ask questions and say, where did this decision come from? How did you get to that conclusion? Because it is a conclusion. Amen. Right. It's a conclusion right now. And why are you thinking that's right in your own eyes? Everybody say unconscious. Unconscious. Everybody say unconscious. Isaiah 5:20. Now, this is kind of a response to everything I highlighted, just to bring some clarity and some insight. Isaiah 5:20 says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Romans 1 says, so God abandoned them. Romans 1 says, so God abandoned them, gave them up to do whatever shameful things their hearts desire. So this actually answers the question, my question about 7 minutes ago. God, why did you make this world like this? Why didn't you make us robots to just be sinless? Everybody write this down and shout it out. Everybody say free will. Romans 1. I can't remember what verse. What verse, sweets? Romans 1. Romans 1 is right there, right below Romans 1, all right? So God abandoned them. Everybody say he delivered. He gave them what they wanted. Whatever you want, sir, you can have it because of free will. Amen. There was a Proverbs that says, we do evil things and foolish things and we blame God. But God said, why are you blaming me for your actions? God saying, I'm going to let you do what you want to do. We just can't ignore the Mars on the inside of us. And then Romans 1 says, as a result, they did vile and degrading things with each other, which each other's bodies. Romans 1, verse 24. God said, listen, you can do what you want to do. You can choose not to follow my instructions. Now, sir, God sounds like a parent that's strict. He sounds like a strict parent. Anybody else have strict parents? They say, sir, ma'am, make sure you don't do this. Because if you do this, this is going to happen. Has anybody other than me, you did something other than what your parents told you to do, and you said, man, I should have listened to my parents. Raise your hand. You said, man, I should have listened to them. I should have just listened to them. And it sounds like God. God is saying, listen, do what you want to do. And so you can do whatever you want to do with your body. And if somebody else choose to do it with you, I know that sounds a certain way. It's going to be certain consequences. All right? I'm not trying to be a strict parent. I just want you. The Bible says that there's a scripture that says that it is wished upon us that we prosper and be in health. And it's wished upon us that our soul prosper. Amen? God wants us to prosper and be in health. He wants our soul to prosper. For I know the plans I have for you. Thoughts of good and not of what? Not of evil. You think God is sitting and wanting and wishing evil on us? Jeremiah 29:11. Yes, it says to prosper and to give you a future and a hope. God doesn't want anybody to perish and to be overtaken in sin. That's not God's will for us. God will not force you into heaven against your will. He's saying, I will not make you follow me. Even though you live in my house, you ever had parents? As long as you stay in my house, you're going to do what I say. Anybody ever had parents like that? God could easily say, you're in my house. You're going to do what I say. But God didn't set it up like that, because you do know we are in this hotel called Earth, this house called Earth that we didn't make, that God created. Amen. God created it. God created the heavens and the earth. And so he can say, you're gonna follow me. You're going to do what I say. In this thing called life, we are working out. We are sorting this thing out. We are experimenting. It's called trial and error. Everybody say trial and error. We get the liberties. We have the liberties. We get the liberties. We have the liberty to just fail. Amen. Clap your hands for grace. Amen. Thank God for grace. Because some of us make some crazy decisions that should have killed us. Amen. I mean, we literally jumped off the building and we survived when we were 8 years old. Amen. In other words, even when we were 16, we jumped off the building, which is it basically is a metaphor for something else. We did some things that we were not supposed to do. And that's called trial and error. Everybody say trial and error. But be careful not to enjoy and get stuck in the error. Sometimes you can make an error and it feels good. It feels good. What song is that? All right. And that's what happens in our lives. We get stuck. Everybody say, don't get stuck. So I'm saying consider not getting stuck in the error. Trial and error. Trial and error. Don't get stuck in the error. We're trying to figure it out. It sounds like science. That's what science is. All right? Science was kind of my second favorite subject. All right? I just like to get out of the desk and go outside and look at nature and play with things and learn about molecules and cells. Anybody else like science? Science was all about trial and error. Amen? As a matter of fact, in 2021, we're always hearing, do what? Trust what? The process, the science. Put your mask on and trust the science. Take the vaccine and trust what? The science. And what do? We rightfully, in many situations, we trust what? The process. I like what you said. We trust the process. There's a process that gets us to a conclusion that gives us the conviction to do something. That is definitely science. Science not only proves, so when it comes to science, we try to science actually disproves God, but science actually proves God exists and that the things of God we should follow. Because once we go through this process, I promise you the outcome, you're not going to come up short. Amen. You're not going to come up short. Trust the process. So let's trust science. So since we're going to trust science, let's trust science. Amen. And by the way, science is a part of the word conscience. Everybody say conscience. Because we just read, the Bible says, keep the faith. Make sure you keep faith. Keep the faith with a what? A pure what? Conscience. With a pure conscience. There's a process to faith. Listen, we don't just believe God in faith and don't think there's not a process to this thing. God is very methodical. Everybody say, God is very methodical. Yes, I got faith, but there's a process. It makes sense. Medusa, everybody say, follow the evidence. Is this feeling all right to anybody in the room? Is this making sense? Is this stirring up something in you to not just read the Bible, live this Christian life, and not try to make sure there's evidence for what we believe? Amen? Because when somebody come to you, when we are a veteran Christian, you have a target on your back. Because we're supposed to know more. You've been saved for how long? 30 years. So you tell me why X, Y, and Z. And then you tell me X, Y, and Z. And then when we are on mute, what happens? There's no rebuttal. There's no contending. Nothing is edifying by us not being able to defend or contend. The Bible says, always be ready to give an answer for the faith, the hope that's in you. Because we decided to, remember, God would not force us into heaven against our will. So this is what we decided to do. Amen. At any point, you can say, you know what? I think I'm going to leave the faith. And people are doing that often. And many are leaving the faith because why? Unanswered questions and issues with God. Bible says keep the faith with a pure conscience, with a clean conscience. Everybody say conscience. Con means with. Everybody say joint. Science means to be aware of guilt or aware of morals. It's dealing with the soul. Everybody say soul. Knowing what is morally good and bad. How we make judgment calls on good and bad. Having moral sense. Keep the faith with a good conscience. Everybody say conscience. When we say do you got conscience? Do you got a conscience? In other words, you mean like, do you have morals? Is Mars on the inside of you? Science. Everybody say science. It's the state of knowing and detecting ignorance. Anybody ever looked at something and said, that is ignorant as ignorant can be? Well, how do you know it's ignorant? Where did you get that from? Why are misunderstandings misunderstandings? Science is a system, a process, sir, a system of knowledge covering general truths or how general law operates. This is called the law of what? The law of gravity. Truths are tested through the scientific method. Everybody say scientific method. You saying, sir, you really do like science. You really did like science. In the scientific method, in 20 seconds, everybody say, ask a question. Remember, I said earlier, just ask a question as it relates to your faith. And when you see something that's not lining up with the things of God, just ask a question. Find a problem. Build a hypothesis. Everybody say experiment. That's trial and what? And then analyze. Everybody say analyze. And then come to a conclusion. The conclusion is, I told you I will abbreviate today and let us out a little early. The conclusion is the world is in a mess. The world needs a savior. And what I'm suggesting is that we promote the savior and that we celebrate and lift Mars, a.k.a. God's truth. We need more of God's truth in the earth. And how is God's truth going to be transported in the earth? Through a host, through a body, through a flesh, through us. If we are not activating Mars on the inside of us, if we're not promoting Mars, if we're not celebrating the things of God, then what will happen? God's truth won't be revealed. And the hell in the handbasket that we're saying the earth is going to will continue without no challenge. Without no challenge. Without no confronting. Amen. And so we see the takeaway is to, we know that we here, I knew that I would be speaking to the majority veteran Christians. Amen. But man, we cannot get complacent because it's like we're sitting on the sidelines saying, man, y'all are going, y'all, listen, it ain't looking good. But we have a responsibility because we know that when we see somebody making a decision that's contrary to God's word, that they are ignoring Mars. They are still in this process of trying to figure it out. Listen, I hope I'm on the right. This was the right teaching today. Do we know at least one person that is on a path of destruction, and they are seemingly making decisions that are right in their own eyes? And we know it could be in our family, it could be on our job, it could be a friend, it could be a family member. In other words, we know at least somebody that's not saved or that profess to be a Christian but are making these crazy decisions. We know at least one person in the earth like that. Raise your hand, please. Can we take on the challenge to start confronting? To start. Listen, if this building was on fire, I'm finished, by the way. I'm finished. We're just talking. If this building was on fire, and I'm speaking to Alpheus, and I knew you guys were in this building, and it is trending where this building is going to come down because it's out of control. Would you not attempt, and especially if I was in the building and I didn't know that it was on fire, would you make an attempt to tell me to get out? Would you make an attempt to try to rescue me? Amen. Wouldn't you want me to be safe with you? Wouldn't you want me to be on the outside of the fire safe? You wouldn't want me to burn up, would you? Why would a good God allow me to burn up? Because I chose to ignore. I'm in the building, and you think I didn't know it was on fire. I just chose to ignore the smoke signals. I chose to ignore the heat. Because actually, I started to like the heat. So free will allow me to burn up in the fire. And I can't blame anybody else but who. But guess what? There's an opportunity for us to, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's about 10 of us. It's an opportunity for us to at least help at least 10 other people this week. Everybody say, this week, you may stand. This week. Not next year, this week. You say, man, they're going to say I'm judging them. And then when they say that, what should we say? See if I'm teaching you guys well. What should we say when they say, you're judging me, sir? Come on, class, what should we say? Ask a question. Yeah, ask a question. What you mean I'm judging you? What do you mean by that? Well, you telling me I shouldn't do this. So you may come to the altar if you feel comfortable and petition for those that you know that are unsaved or that may be on a path to eternal destruction or eternal separation from God. And just petition God to touch their hearts and give you strategies, or you can stay there. And then we're going to pray and be dismissed. All right.